It's a familiar scene in American history. An ordinary citizen born in obscurity, standing before the President of the United States to receive the thanks of a grateful nation for some unusual achievement. Perhaps it happens so often because only in a country blessed with freedom can the man in the street aspire to unusual achievement. It happened to a man named Matthew Henson back in 1955 when he found himself shaking hands with President Eisenhower at the White House. And how he got there is an unusual story, even in America. On that day in 1955, Matthew Henson, an American Negro, was 87 years old. He wasn't rich, and most of us had never heard of him. But along with Robert E. Peary, he shared the distinction of being the first to reach the North Pole. That was in 1909. Peary had found him working in a hat shop in Washington, hired him as a valet, and soon discovered that young Matthew Henson's abilities ranged far beyond those of a servant. For 18 years, Peary and Henson shared the hardships and frustrations of Arctic exploration. The Eskimos accepted Henson as a brother, perhaps because his skin was much like theirs. And from them, he learned the secrets of survival in the barren Northland. Time after time, he returned to the Arctic with Peary. Each time they got closer to the pole. Finally, on April 1st, 1909, the two men began the last 140-mile dash for the pole, leaving the rest of the advance party behind. They carried almost nothing with them but survival rations. And on April 6th, they stood at the top of the world, a distinguished naval officer and an unknown Negro. Together, they had brought worldwide prestige to America. They had risked their lives to plant the American flag at the North Pole. For a while, Henson shared in the popular acclaim and received many awards. But there wasn't much demand for an uneducated Arctic explorer back home, and Matthew Henson returned to relative obscurity. Still, he had the satisfaction of knowing he had done something for his country. And on that day in the White House in 1955, America showed Matthew Henson that it had not forgotten and would not forget the patriotic service that he had performed for his beloved country.